Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So Brad, it's that time of year again. March Magic is back.
So we can buy more overpriced shirts. Yay!
I love March Magic so much. And I like every year the team designs or the team logos, you know, they just get better and better and better. So I love this so much. If I had unlimited money, I would buy every single one of these shirts every single year. Although, are they selling shirts this year?
Oh, yeah. They're selling. So, okay. So here's the interesting thing. So for those of you who have done March Magic before, last year and maybe the year before even, I don't know. In the past, it has been a Disney World versus Disneyland thing. And like I said, I know that definitely happened last year, and I feel like maybe it happened the year before as well. But anyway, this year it is only a Disney World thing, but they still created March Magic designs for Disneyland attractions, and they're still selling merch for those Disneyland attraction March Magic designs.
They're just not in the game.
Right. So they're not in the game, but like you can still get those shirts if you go over to DisneyStore.com or, you know, the shirts and then the prints, the super crazy expensive prints. And yeah. I say super crazy expensive for, I don't know, I guess for what they are, but if you really want to print, they have those available. But yeah, so they took the time to create the designs for Disneyland attractions. They just didn't do a March Magic thing for them. So, you know, they also went way back on the amount of stuff that is done with March Magic. Last year it was Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. This year it is just Facebook on the Walt Disney World Facebook page, and they're posting the matchups each day. And, you know, then of course you get the winner, everybody moves on. Pretty standard bracket layout. So you and I both filled in our brackets, right?
Yes. And I must say, before we move on, I made a very embarrassing spelling mistake in mine. In one of the places where I tried to spell cannonballs, I spelled canton balls.
Which was interesting because you used enough. It's not like you replaced an N with a T. You just threw an extra T on in there.
Yeah, and T is nowhere close to N or O, so I'm not sure how a T snuck its way in there, but it did, so that's embarrassing.
So we're not counting that win. So I've already won, because we even if the cannonballs pull out there, I'm not counting that because you misspelled their name. But yes, so let's see. If you're not interested in this is the part of the show where you should skip ahead at about 5 minutes, and hopefully we will have moved on from talking about March Magic. But we like talking about this stuff because it's interesting to me anyway, that people are involved in like picking who's going to move on.
Yeah.
And it's you know, it so essentially it's a popularity contest, and the popularity doesn't always go the way that I expect it to go, I guess. So what we started out with basically the Electrical Water Pageant Sea Serpents versus Seabase Alphas. And you and I both picked the Sea Serpents, and the Sea Serpents won that one, right?
Yes.
Because I didn't really expect anybody to pick the Alphas. And I want them, they need to release the numbers on this stuff, because I want to know how much did the Sea Serpents win by. You know, I don't just want to know that they won. I just want to know what the margin of victory was for them. But
right.
I guess... Yeah,
is this the first year we've had a play-in?
No, they did play-ins last year as well, I think.
I didn't remember that, but it's funny to have, like, it's so realistic and well done. Like, we have play-ins for attractions.
And what's amusing is, if you look at the play-ins, so the play-in on one side is Sea Serpents and the Alphas. The play-ins on the other side, the Tomorrowland Movers and the Astro Orbiter Cadets. Let's be honest, it's kind of like play-ins on, you know, when you're watching the basketball tournament, which takes place at this time of year. Please don't sue us. you know, the teams that are in the play-in game, you really don't expect to win when they actually have to go up against. I mean, that's not always the case, as I think USC was a play-in team who won this year, but you typically expect the play-in to not really matter, and you can pick your bracket based on, do you go on to pick the winner of whoever's playing over there or just this other team? And most people are going to pick this other team. So, yeah, so, you know, the Sea Serpents are going up against the Cannonballs as we're recording tonight. I don't expect the Sea Serpents to continue on to the next round.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean's a pretty beloved attraction.
Yeah, yeah. So that was, again, on the other side, we had the Tomorrowland Movers, Astro Order Cadets, and the Tomorrowland Movers actually won that one, which, you know, I didn't have them picked, and it cost me a point or not a point. It depends on how you count your play-in games, but either way, I was okay with the Tomorrowland Movers winning that one. And then we move on to the Gracie Manor Ghouls versus the Carousel of Progress Rovers. Gracie Manor Ghouls win. I don't think anybody...
Yeah.
Would anybody be surprised? Again, this is a popularity contest, and the Ghouls won that one. So
I mean, I love Carousel of Progress, but come on.
Yeah, yeah. So then we get to the Big Thunder Mountain Goats versus the Kilimanjaro Safari Tommies. And yeah, so this is where your bracket started to fall apart a little bit, because the Goats won. Can you explain the logic of picking the Tommies there?
Well, I like Kilimanjaro Safari, and I feel like Kilimanjaro Safari gets more love than Big Thunder Mountain does. I don't know. I know Big Thunder Mountain is one of the mountains, but I don't know. I feel like Kilimanjaro Safari is a much more interesting attraction.
Yeah, well, too bad, because you thought wrong.
I did. I took a chance. I picked the underdog, I guess.
You did.
But I've got him picked to lose in the next one, so.
Yeah, so it didn't hurt you too much, because, you know, the other side of that was the, and I thought this was an interesting matchup just to open up with, when you have the Hollywood Tower Hotel Bellhops versus the Jungle Cruise Skippers. Yeah. I mean, those are kind of two, I would say, somewhat heavyweight attractions.
Especially Jungle Cruise. Like, that was a risk. I mean, obviously I was going to pick the Bellhops because I'm a big Tower of Terror dude, but I thought that could go either way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I picked the Bellhops also, but again, my picks are much less about what I actually like, and my picks are much more about what I think other people are going to pick. So
yeah, well, you're playing the game correctly.
You play it too much with your heart.
Yeah.
Then they had
emotional.
What, the Imagination Institute Dreamfinders versus the Briar Patch Vultures. And of course, again, following with the mountain theme, the Vultures move forward, and both of us picked the Vultures.
Never bet against a mountain. I've learned that lesson.
Never bet against a mountain. But I, again, this is one that I would have picked differently, because I love that Dreamfinders logo.
Yeah.
The team logo, I think, is, I definitely prefer that to the Briar Patch Vultures. But yeah, just don't go against a mountain. So then in the next one, we had the Future World Phoenicians versus the Space Mountain Starporters. So the rule is you never go against a mountain, right?
Yep.
And so you should pick the Starporters. And then you should get really sad, because maybe you had them winning not this round, but the next round as well. And
we're just going to forget about that. I'm going to come through at the end and win the whole thing. So
just out of curiosity, because in case you guys haven't figured it out yet, the Phoenicians did win that one. Jeremy, are you thanking the Phoenicians right now for the tearing up of your bracket they just did?
No, I'm not.
Well, you should be.
But they totally destroyed the whole never bet against a mountain logic.
That's right. So now there is no logic. You just do whatever you want, and let the chips fall where they may.
Stupid Phoenicians.
And then, of course, on the other side of that, it was the It's a Small World Internationals versus the Neverland Lost Boys. And
I can't believe this.
Yeah, because the Lost Boys won.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which, again, I don't have any ill will towards Peter Pan or any, let me rephrase that. I do have an ill will towards Peter Pan when it's like a 90 minute wait. But as a general rule, I have no ill will against Peter Pan, but I just didn't think that was going to happen.
It's crazy.
I mean, I just assumed that the, you know, that the It's a Small World song has programmed everybody to pick them. You know, it's
brainwashed.
Yeah, you see, it's a small world, and you're like, must click, select, it's a small world. But yeah, either way, the Lost Boys did win. So as it stands right now, I am like a point ahead of you. You have a little bit more of an issue because your final four is broken. Thank the Phoenicians.
Yeah.
But we still have, what, two more days of the current finishing out the, what are they calling this? The Magical Eight or whatever?
Yeah, just round one.
Yeah, round one. they have something they're calling it. I just don't remember what it is right now, and I'm not going to say the other thing because that's probably trademark and copyrighted, and again, I'm trying not to get sued.
Anything having to do with between February and April craziness, we should stay away from.
There you go. So yeah, we've got two, basically the rest of today when we're recording on Thursday, and then Friday we'll finish that up, and then they will be taking one day off, and then they will start in on the round two. That's what we're calling that, right?
Round two.
And you guys should check our Twitter account for updates as I tell you about how I am beating the pants off of Jeremy, or our Facebook page, because by the time we actually live record again, it's going to be after this is all done. And
yep.
You know what? We have just devoted way too much time to this already, so we're not devoting any more time to this. That is it for March Magic of 2017.
You cautioned people to skip ahead 5 minutes, and now we're heading into minute 14.
It's okay. It's okay. So. You're going to go back there and edit. 14 minutes. There you go. See, now everybody knows to skip ahead 14 minutes.
14.
Yes. Hi, everybody who's here now. It's time to move on to the next topic. So, Jeremy, now that we have totally bored everybody with March Magic, for the three people who are still listening, what else are we talking about tonight?
Mission Space. It has been announced that in June, Mission Space will go down for a refurb. And no one really knows anything other than that, but I don't want them to change anything. I'm afraid that they're going to refurb it and change the Gary Sinise video.
Yeah, okay, so...
And that's really the best part of that attraction is Uncle Gary.
It is. The attraction, I think, does need a refurb. And what the refurb is announced right now to be beginning in June through the end of July, though no exact date for the end has been provided, I believe, correct?
But what, yeah, that's true. But what needs to be refurbed? Like the inside of the ships?
Yeah. So the inside of the capsules, it would be nice if the joysticks actually worked again.
Oh, that's true.
Those
buttons do nothing.
Yeah, well, in the joysticks used to pull against you. So, you know, like when you're going through the canyons and everything, the joystick is pulling back the other way, so you're having to like pull against it. And then when you land, the joystick starts to shake and everything. Mm. And the last time I did it, I think maybe the last two times I've been there to ride that attraction, one time the joystick didn't work at all, and the other time it barely worked. So there's things like that.
I don't think I've ever experienced Mission Space where the joystick did anything.
So see, you haven't even experienced it the way it's actually supposed to work. So those things could use a refurb. Some of the screens, the video is really wonky. I guess they used analog or something for running the video signals because it gets real fuzzy and kind of messed up. So I think there are plenty of refurb things they could be doing rather than actually changing anything. So I'm hoping that it's a refurb, though, you know, looking, just looking around online, it seems like a lot of people really want that to change. And I don't know, I guess, you know what? I finally know what it's like to care about Stitch's Great Escape.
Yeah, well, a lot of people want it to go away.
That's what I'm saying. I now know what it feels like. Like, I did not know that Mission Space was my own personal Stitch's Great Escape, but apparently it is because I love that attraction, and a lot of people don't.
Yeah, but who is Mission Space hurting? Like, Stitch's Great Escape, I hate to be negative, but Stitch's Great Escape is a waste of space, and Mission Space is at least thrilling and novel.
Okay, but let me ask you this, and this goes for Stitch's Great Escape as much as it does for Mission Space. If you want to make the argument that it should go away, what do you think the chances are that anything else is going to be done there? I mean, like right now, Stitch's Great Escape has gone seasonal, right? It's mm-hmm. not like they're taking it out and putting anything else there. It's just right. gone seasonal. So when it's closed, that's extra stroller parking, which, you yes. know, we all jokingly, you know, talk about, well, perhaps it's more valuable that way. But my thing is that if you have an attraction that needs to go into Future World, there is plenty of space available in Future World that doesn't involve having to take out Mission Space. So
totally.
I see no reason for that to happen. But again, I've simply discovered that I knew some people didn't like Mission Space, but it seems like a lot of people don't like Mission Space and just feel like it's old and dusty and needs to go the way of the dinosaurs, apparently. But I do not feel that way.
Well, and I mean, you've got that restaurant we were talking about a while back that was having that
Odyssey.
Yeah, Odyssey. And that's just been empty. Like, do people really want that space to just be like sit there and be completely unused and empty?
Well, there, I mean, huge chunks of Wonders of Life Pavilion are completely unused. You know, I know yeah. they're using the building itself as kind of a meeting room for all the different festivals that Epcot does now, but all of the ride areas that are outside of the main building, there's nothing going on in those, right? So that should be space. There should be space available. But all that I do know for sure is that at least everything I've seen so far tells me June to the end of July or even part of August is not enough time to tear down a building and build in a whole new attraction. Yeah. So that's not happening to Mission Space this time. But yeah, something is going to happen. I'm choosing to believe standard refurb, but you know, some people have indicated that it could even just be a refresh update, you know, and then of course everybody starts coming out of the woodwork with their wish list of things like having different missions and things like that, which I could be okay with that if you added more missions and stuff.
Yeah, that's just not enough time.
Right. Again, it feels like that's going to be more of a there's a lot of stuff that just needs some TLC, so let's give it some TLC. So people are rumors say a lot of things, but that's what I'm choosing to believe. But if we're going to talk about rumors of what could happen at Mission Space, let's talk about rumors about no longer having security just at Magic Kingdom, because now they're talking about moving security out to the TTC and your resorts rather than being at the entrance to Magic Kingdom.
This is such a good idea. And I really hope that they do it because, man, that makes so much sense. Because most people are coming from the TTC or a resort anyway, I would assume, because the Magic Kingdom parking lots are pretty small. So, yeah, why not just screen people at their resort and stop causing all this like backups and stuff at the gate?
Yeah, so they're talking about having the security checkpoints at the TTC, having security checkpoints at the monorail platforms on each of the monorail resorts, and then having security platforms further back on the resort boats and basically the bus corral.
Yeah.
They're moving all of that security out, which I like the idea of the TTC one. And for me, it's not even so much a security thing as it is making things easier when you actually get to the entrance of the park, and not having to deal with as much of that insanity there. What I'm not as big of a fan of is I like to resort hop sometimes on the monorail.
Yeah.
And this means, I mean, based on the description anyway, this means that I'm going to have to go through a security checkpoint every time I want to go to a resort.
Well,
so I'm going to go to the Poly, and then I'm going to get on at the Poly and head over to, you know, the Contemporary, and I'm going to have to go through a security checkpoint. And then when I get to the Contemporary and decide to go back to the Magic Kingdom or to the Grand Floridian, I'm going to have to go through another security checkpoint, right?
No, I don't think so, because and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like so. Let's start at the resort. If they had security checkpoints at the bus stops, let's say, And so everybody, before they got on a bus to go to a park, went through security checkpoint. Boom, that's covered. You know that everybody getting off of a bus has hit security already. Don't have to worry about them. Because you have resort monorail and express monorail. So the people who are on the resort monorail, that doesn't matter. You put one security checkpoint or you know, one set of security checkpoints at the exit to the monorail to get all the people who are coming to the Magic Kingdom and just get them there. And so, like, if you're resort hopping, if you're going from the Poly to the Contemporary to the Grand Floridian, it doesn't matter. As long as you're on that resort monorail, who cares? People who are on the express monorail from the TTC to the Magic Kingdom, they just do it at the TTC, and then they're good.
Right.
But I guess both those monorails exit the same way, right?
Yeah, they do. And so,
yeah.
That's why they're saying, again, the rumor is that it would be at each of the monorail platforms. And I agree that I would be okay with, you know, seeing the security being moved out even to, say you're at Pop Century. You just have to go through security before you get on a bus, knowing that that means that I don't have to go through security when I actually get to the parks. I could be okay with that, but that's not what they're discussing. They're discussing all of those buses would still come in to where they come, and they're essentially just shifting all the security checkpoints out. So there's a couple of security checkpoints that are just for the buses. There's a security checkpoint that's just for the walkway from the Contemporary. There's a security, or maybe a few security checkpoints just for the resort launches, and then you have the TTC and monorail as well.
Yeah, that just makes less sense. That doesn't solve a problem the way that having them at, like, physically at the resorts. And you know, they could even do it when you check in. Like if you're on property and I guess they'd have to figure out if you were renting a car, but in a perfect world, if they could control all that, putting you through security before you checked into your resort would be fine. You know, they could run all of your bags through, you know, whatever kind of x-ray thing. They could do a metal detector and then you're good.
Yeah, but they don't need to dig through all of my luggage that I brought with me on my trip. If I don't take it to the parks, it shouldn't matter. But if they were checking you at the resort, they would have to, because anything that you brought to the resort could potentially kind of, I don't see that ever working. Like I said, at the bus stop, maybe. But I'm assuming that would be they'd be hesitant to do that because of the amount of security that it would require in order to handle that at each and every bus stop throughout the day. So that's probably why they're trying to keep it at the parks where it's possible. The monorail just doesn't allow for that possibility, I'm thinking.
That's
so
true. Yeah.
At some point, this is blue sky, but at some point, maybe you would see the resort buses going to some sort of a bus hub that would be like the TTC, but it would just be a bus hub for security for every park or wherever else you might go through security. And then the other side are secure buses, you know, saying everybody who's on this bus has already been through security. And then they could centralize the security checkpoints for Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, whatever, all at one place.
Yeah, but would that solve the park hopping issue?
Sure, because you've already... Anybody who got there has already been through security. As long as didn't exit the secure area at any point, they're still secure. So,
kind of like an airport,
right? But it wouldn't help with the monorail hopping, or
right.
The resort hopping. No, you'd still have to do it. The resort hopping is just going to be a pain in the rear if this thing actually comes to fruition.
But even then, would it be that bad? I mean, you'd go through a metal detector and have somebody kind of poke a little, you know, stick in your bag. The only thing I guess that would possibly do is slow everything down.
And
those resort monorails do not need to go any slower.
But I guess that is the other thing, is that there's typically plenty of time between resort monorails to go through a little security, I guess.
I guess so. You wouldn't have to do it as people were getting on the train. You could move it back and as people got in line for the monorail.
Right, so next time you go to the Disney resorts, perhaps if you're headed to the Magic Kingdom, you may be stuck in security at a different place than what you expected to be stuck in security, and resort hopping may be slightly more inconvenient, or nothing will ever come of this, and you guys will be like, why do you guys keep talking about stupid, stupid rumors and wasting a third of your podcast talking about March Magic?
I think probably that's what's going to happen, is nothing will happen, and they'll just keep the security at the gates.
I keep telling. I mean, there is construction. You know, there is a lot going on over at the TTC. So I don't think that these rumors are completely unsubstantiated. So we'll see what happens.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. Head over to YouTube and you can subscribe and listen to the show there if you'd like. Please leave us a review and a rating on iTunes. It really helps us to share the show. We would appreciate it if you did that. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.